She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your questions to George, or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Are checked out. That you're thinking of buying. Give me a call. I will check it out for you. Okay? But don't set your heart on it. Find out if it's a good car or not a good car. Don't be like this lady that bought one. Okay, she had a problem, took it in to have it fixed, and when they ordered the part, it was the wrong part. So the repair shop couldn't figure it out, so the parts store asked to give him the VIN number. So he took the VIN number off the car and got the right part. So the mechanic thought, how come? So he checked the registration. He went by the registration, but the registration's VIN number was different. So he called HPD. They came to check it. The car was a stolen car. The lady had bought a stolen vehicle. So they confiscated the car, and she was out. $7,000 because HPD would not give her the money. She would have to get it from the person that sold it to her. So that's why you need to have the car checked very thoroughly. Be very careful. Lots of this is going on. Okay? Now, if you have a question, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? Ask your questions now while we're still on the air. Okay?
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu on the line.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Did you look in the Eva area?
Yeah, there's some out there, but they all don't want automotive.
Would you be willing to go Wahewa?
I don't know if we have to.
Because I don't know where you look.
This problem of no automotive is spreading throughout Hawaii. And according to this computer programming group, Mitchell One, this problem is going nationwide. It's starting small on the mainland, but it's big time in Hawaii. No automotive.
So you gotta, like you said, the last time some people are buying their land in Utah and then building their business.
Yeah, because you see, the shop space to purchase in like Nevada, Utah, on the mainland is below $100,000 to buy the shop.
Oh.
You know, and in Hawaii, they want $1 million plus.
Holy mackerel.
For a little shop.
Oh.
Okay. And my friend said one in Las Vegas is 6,000 square foot inside, brand new concrete building, two roll up gates, $400,000. $100,000. Brand new shop.
Jeez.
So.
I thought you said they had to buy the land.
Yeah, that's land and all included.
Oh.
You can't find a doghouse in Hawaii for that price. So that's why a lot of people in Hawaii are moving. To my knowledge, 12 automotive shops last year moved. And there's several more this year are moving.
If somebody has land, you can build your own place?
No, you buy the land and the building are built already. They have several.
No, that's in the mainland, right?
Yeah.
No, but what if over here you find land? You can build your own?
Oh, yeah. But for the land, they want almost $1 million. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
You know, if you have a house and you sell your house for, let's say, $900,000, you buy another house on the mainland for $150,000, you buy the shop space for $100,000, so that's $250,000, you still got loose.
Well, I have a personal question. I'll see if... anyway, I'll keep my eyes open. But my headlight bulb is gone, and I called CarQuest, and they said there's a YouTube fix-your-own bulb, and should be easy. Is it easy for me to fix it myself?
I cannot say that because when I used to teach classes at the UH, one lady that was trying to check her tire pressure flattened all four tires.
that is kind of,
so,
you know.
I cannot tell you that.
That's kind of, I mean.
Another lady that was trying to learn how to change her own oil was under the drain plug. When she removed the plug, the oil went on her face. So what can I say? I don't know. I mean, a light bulb is very easy to change. You know, you just give me a call and bring it to me. I'll change it for you.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. I think it's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
EnviroClean. It's all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George. Hey, Rolling Bob, doing good here. Just sitting back here pondering life and thinking about what you're saying about how hard it is to open a new shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I read today Ryan's is closing after 35 years.
Uh-huh.
It's
sad.
I don't know. It's just sad, but... I don't know how you could fix it. I mean, it's just different now.
Well, it's the greedy landowners. You know, they got to think about their customer. Their customer is the business on their property. you know, how can they operate with this super ridiculous rent? You remember that gas station, the Shell gas station on Waikomelo and King?
Yeah.
By Honolulu Ford?
Yeah, yeah.
You know why that shut down?
All the time.
You know what the reason was for them shutting down?
Their lease went up like quadruple.
Well, more than that, Bob. $38,000 a month.
Yikes.
That's ridiculous.
And you know what always surprises me is these places close and then they just sit empty.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I don't understand. You need triple the money, but you let the place sit empty and get no money.
Well, that's Bishop Estate. They got lots of money.
Well, I don't know what to say. And usually Roland Bob has an answer. This one I'm pondering.
I know.
Come back next week with it. But anyway, other than that, nice day to clean your car, kind of overcast, not really hot.
No, don't do that, Bob. We're going to have a storm.
Oh, no.
If Bob cleans his car, he's going to have a storm.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll stay away from the car. If it storms, it's not my fault. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. So some people clean the car and they create a storm. So, what can I say? Anyway, for insurance, the trick to getting good price on car insurance is you get your home, everything on one company. Okay, like State Farm. I recommend State Farm, buying it from Derek. And he also specializes in classic cars. And the classic cars is a lot more reasonable than your everyday car. So go check him out if you have an older car like a 70 or a 60 or 50 or even older. Go check him out. State Farm. Derek, his number is 988-8808. Okay? 988-8808. Very easy. Okay? Okay, now, those of you that have front-wheel drive cars, and most of you do, because it's 95% front-wheel drive. Now, because the people that service your car don't check it yourself. Remember the old saying, you want something done, you do it yourself. You do it better on some things. Okay, anyway, the way you check it is start your car up, turn the wheel all the way to the left, turn the motor off, leave the car wheel pointing to the left. Get a flashlight and look underneath behind the wheel. Okay? If you see grease, splattered grease, the CV shaft, the axle shaft boot is broken. Replace the CV shaft. Okay? Or you turn it to the right. Same way. Check it. Be safe, because a lot of accidents is caused by that front axle shaft breaking off and snapping the steering and the brake system. So you will have no braking and no steering. Be safe. Check it yourself. Okay? Now, if you're driving down the freeway and you feel the car bouncing excessively or riding like a boat, have the shocks changed. That is shocks. Okay? And if you have a hard time finding out if it's floating, ask somebody else to ride with you and see. They'll let you know. If they get car sick, you know, a car needs shocks. Now, if you know of anybody that get into a bad accident, lose a life, get badly injured, any kind of accident, don't take the police department's diagnosis. Call this law firm, Michael Green. Call them. They don't charge you to go look at it and let you know if you have a claim. Okay? Michael Green is 521-3336. 521-3336. He'll fight for you. Okay? Okay. Who do we have now?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
I just thought of a question.
Mm-hmm.
This tire company insists that, because mine is a 44 piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted them to put it up to 44.
They won't.
The guy, well, the young guy did, but as I was paying my bill, he said, the older guy said, Rina, you shouldn't do that. That's really bad for your tires, and your tires are going to wear down faster. And then he said, 44 means they can put it up to 44, but they have to look at the car door, whatever, and put it down to the 34 or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. No. If you look at the worn tires that they have over there for disposal, all of them, the outer thread is worn down, not the middle. That's because of underinflation. Underinflation not only wears down the tires faster, it eats up your gas mileage by 2 to 3 miles per gallon, and it's also less responsive when you're on the freeway trying to turn in an emergency. You lose footage, tremendous amount of footage, because the tire does not respond because of low pressure. Now, this is not hearsay, whatever say. This has been tested. We've tested it so many times. Like I tell people, I've been sponsored by Goodyear, and I went to them and on the mainland, and we did tire testing, and they showed me everything about tires, and this is how I know what happens.
And if you said that you should change the front tire to the back tire on the same side, right?
Yes, you don't crisscross. You go front to back.
And how often do you have to do that?
6,000 miles.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, that's it. And, you know, 99% of the shops don't recommend the right tire pressure. So it's up to you, the people. You know, save your money. And when you buy new tires, it is not necessary to align the car. They always tell you that because the outer edge of the tire was worn out. No, it's because you're underinflated.
Well, how do you know when you need to align your...
Align your car?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're driving down, let's say, the freeway, and you feel the car pulling one way, you have to hold the steering the other way. Like if you're going down H1, no, Kaimo Key, and you feel that you have to hold the wheel to the right because the car is pulling to the left, you need wheel alignment. You're supposed to be able to let go of the wheel and go 2 telephone pole lengths without correcting. That's supposed to be about the right. That's provided there's no potholes. Because the potholes will pull the wheel to one or the other. That's all. Very simple. Very simple.
So what about if you do go through a lot of potholes? You probably need wheel alignment.
Not all the time. The tires pretty much follow. But that's the best way, is to check it on a nice flat road. You know, two telephone pole lengths, if it holds that line, you're okay. Don't worry about it. And if you want to be real technical, then you put a mat on the ground, make sure your steering wheel is straight forward, okay? Car in park, parking brake on. The steering has to be perfectly straight. Get that flashlight and look under the car. The inner side of the front tire. The bulge to bulge, like if you put a ruler there, a yardstick, and see if it lines up with the rear tire. If it's pointing off in another direction, most likely you need wheel alignment. Okay? That's the primitive way of checking. Give us a call at 888-55204. 888-5204. You know, that's a kind of weird number, you know. Sounds like a 800 toll-free number.
It's a good luck number.
Oh, yeah, I know. Chinese good luck number. But I don't know how come good luck, it's our last month on the radio. Anyway, next week.
You know what they say, when one door closes, another one will open.
Yeah, I know. Well, next week is the trivia for the four Shell gas cards. Okay? So let people know. We're going to give away Shell gas cards for Christmas. Four of them. Okay? So, anyway. You know, it's break time, Wanda.
Okay. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nika.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly.
What you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, so some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and another reminder that December, this month, is our last month for Hawaiian Automotive 101. Like everything else that's happening in Hawaii, you know, it's just too costly for us to do the radio show. It's sad, but things happen, and it's going down all over Hawaii. It's sad. Like Island Air, Aloha Airlines. Think about history, folks. It's really sad. Anyway, you ladies, when you buy a new car or a used car, get in the car and have somebody take a picture of you in the car.
Why?
Because when you go to buy clothes, you ladies always try it on, look in the mirror, and see how you look like. And you ladies always tell me, ooh, the guy really don't match his car, yeah? I hear this all the time. Especially about this attorney that drives a Pantera. Tell me, wow, that guy just don't match his car. Well, don't tell him that. But anyway, because of that, I recommend that have someone with their phone or your phone take picture of you in the car you're looking at buying, so that people don't say, ooh, she don't match that car. Okay? Just like your clothes. Look at how, just check out how you look like in that car. Although, a lot of women look very good in the cars they drive. Okay? So, anyway, the economy in Hawaii, they're talking about being good and all that. It's good for the construction industry, but how long will the industry keep going? Construction goes up and down, like everything else. Okay? Except for energy. Energy always going in the upswing. Never down. People always need energy. So, for years and years now, I think I'm the only one left trying to get ethanol projects started in Hawaii. I know a lot of people don't like ethanol. There is nothing wrong with ethanol. Ethanol is great. Ethanol brought Brazil out of third world, and ethanol can bring Hawaii out of bad economy and bring a lot of jobs to a lot of people. And if you have a group that want to see a presentation, I'll be more than happy to do it for you. Okay? It's the truth. You have to learn the truth and not the bogey that they're putting out all the time. It's the oil companies trying to protect themselves because they got booted out of Brazil back in 1955. You think they want to be booted out from the rest of the world? No. It's common sense. Okay? So, I know those of you that have tried ethanol love it. It is an awesome fuel. And if it wasn't a good fuel, that smart man, Henry Ford, would not have recommended ethanol way back when he made the first car. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how's it, George? First off, I want to thank you very much for inviting me to the BioTrend Pacific seminar Thursday night. I've been hearing you talk about the scalar energy stuff, Dr. Shintani and all that. But for some reason or another, I just kept putting it off. But I guess Thursday was the right time to go when you invited me. So when I went there, I was really impressed. To me, it's real. It works. You get too much evidence to show that it is, that it does work. So, you know, I want to thank you for that. I'm going to try and check it out. But, you know, the bottom line is the money, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that BioTrans Pacific, that's a good thing. And you know what? The mainstream don't want that, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. It's all about the money.
Right. And you're talking about all about the money. I want to bring up a couple more things real quick. Yeah. First of all, now you're saying a low gas has 92, according to Dean, testing, you know, high octane, and which is good. You know what this is what I think and believe, Judge. It's thanks to you, educating the people out there through your efforts and your radio show about the octane. So now the competitors, probably people maybe switching the show or something, but now the other gas stations are probably the refineries or something. They want to make more sales too, so they're going to jump in the game of the competition and upping the octane.
Right.
That's what I think and feel. And guess what? If my memory... if I recollect my memory, Aloha, the gas, they make Shell, but they're, whatever they put in is all different from one station to the other, but the octane is the bottom line that every refinery that either makes it high or low.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha makes Shell, now that's the two best gas with the highest octane.
Right.
Couple more things real quick. You know, it seems to me, you talked about mainland wines and especially heavy in Hawaii, you're shutting down all the small auto mechanic shops, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Try to think about this. How come, why, and who is left? All the big dealers, the landlords and the state, they're not bothering the big dealers. They're shutting down all the small mom and pop, just like small mom and pop stores and restaurants, yeah. It seems like they want the big money from the big giants, the big corporation. The dealers are big. Pretty soon, you might be right. You might only have the big car dealers where you gotta do all your maintenance and repairs.
But the dealers do not repair cars older than 5 years old.
Really? Well, then that's another one. They want you to buy new cars all the time.
That's right.
Then where are you going if you got an older car and they shut down all the small shops? And you know, this is all related, connected. You know, there's a famous saying way back here. Yeah? If you want to find out what is wrong or problem or corruption, you follow the money.
Yep.
Follow the paper trail. You look at why, how come, what, and for what reasons. When you find out that, then you know the truth. You know what I found out? And it's personal experience also. I'm getting problems with my landlord, just like you have, yeah? Or maybe a lot of people. I know a lot of people. The landlord's screwing them. I know a lot of people, yeah? Really corrupt. And the state don't do nothing. And you get such thing as landlord-tenant division, yeah, for consumer. I've been over there. They don't do nothing. Before I use that State Department, they investigate.
Bruce, we gotta go, Bruce.
Favor. Huh?
We gotta go.
Okay, but all I'm saying is the landlords are the politicians, and they're the one making all the laws, and we should have rent control. As a Republican, I don't like it, but you know what? This state is so corrupted.
We gotta go, Bruce.
The Democrats here don't want rent control when Democrats like rent control,
Bruce,
on the mainland.
We gotta go.
But anyway,
thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Anybody left? Okay. Anyway, gotta move on. Like I said, again, I'm gonna remind you that this month is the last month for Hawaiian Automotive 101. And way back, there was about 35, 36 different companies trying to do ethanol here in Hawaii. Ethanol would have helped the economy tremendously. 10 times better than construction. Because it's steady employment and it grows. It grows. Ethanol could have saved Aloha Airlines because you can run ethanol, 100% pure ethanol, in any turbine engine. If you don't believe me, go look at history. History is the best educator. Okay? Way back in 1963, Chrysler Motors had 6 automobiles with turbine engines. They're like the jet engines, okay? And they all ran 100% ethanol. Fantastic performance, fantastic gas mileage, but the thing that didn't work was people didn't like the sound. Okay? So, if they could have fixed that sound, it would have sold. Very fantastic. And I've done tests on the mainland with aircraft, jets, running ethanol. And it's mind-boggling the amount of distance you get using ethanol versus jet fuel. And ethanol is way, way cheaper than jet fuel. So, and that's a big word. If Aloha Airlines went to ethanol, they would still be in business today. Because the plane could have flown 4 times farther than jet fuel. And is far cheaper than jet fuel. So, that's only one of the things. Ethanol can be used for disinfecting the rivers, the ocean, without killing anything. Ethanol is not poison. Okay? Ethanol is not corrosive. Ethanol does not destroy anything because surgeons use ethanol for surgery. Women use ethanol in their face cream. The hand disinfectant that you have at the restaurants is ethanol. Vodka. If you drink vodka, is ethanol. They don't call it ethanol, but look at the ingredients on the back of the bottle. It's ethanol. So if you can drink it and use it all, so much use for it, how can it damage anything? It can make the oil companies go out of business, yes. But on the farmlands, growing sugarcane, and you don't burn it, you cut it. So it's not burning the sugarcane because you can use everything. Okay? So anyway, who do we have now?
We have Lana from IEM.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George. Sorry, I haven't been calling because, oh my gosh, I'm getting hard luck this year. Long story, but to cut it short, I'm okay now. But anyway, almost a year going to end. The main thing, I know you are wrong. I still have all your cards, so just call that number, right? I know I meant to come, you know, see you, because I like you, you know, you're my doctor, right? I don't care where you are, I would come, but so much stuff was happening, so prevent me from calling you. Anyway, you're still going to be around, right? You're not moving, right?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not. Oh, my dear. No, you've been here too long. Don't move.
Yeah, that's what my cousin Cheryl says.
I beg your pardon?
That's what my cousin Cheryl says. Don't move.
Oh, yeah. We all need you. You're one of a kind. It's just that a lot of people, I don't know, they just don't appreciate when the good thing they see. At least I knew. How Todd?
I don't know. I never talked to him over a year.
Oh, you kidding? My goodness, your son?
Yep.
Oh. I mean, he got to earn a living, and he's a new dad, and all that stuff, I guess. But anyway, I hope wish him well. Happy holidays. Hey, by the way, I called because, you know, like anything else, we're all getting older. My car, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my Corolla. Oh, it's still in good shape, but still got everything, you know, one after another. Does the tire, I got a brand new tire set about 1 year ago. That's Brody.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I'm fine because they do service, but what was the tire? Because they make it low, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not even too, but you know, because I go ISL, right? I know all those, well, the old timers, so now they're young, but they know my car. So I've been telling them, before Lupus 51, but I said, you know, I noticed that too many bumps, the older tires, but I did away with it, so the new one. Is 41 enough?
Recommended 44.
Oh, 44, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure. Okay. And anyway, sorry about you going off the air, but maybe it's time you take a break. Hopefully, good fortune. No, hey, I'm not kidding. I go way back since day one, right?
Mm.
Oh, you and move around so many channels. I had to go chase after you.
I'm sorry about that.
No, not your fault. The main thing, you know me, I love AM, that's why.
Mm.
To me, AM is, way better. I mean, you can take your portable radios from room to room, you know, that kind of stuff. You cannot take your TV unless you reach and you get TV in every room.
Mm.
But with electricity, anyway, no more time for look anyway. I'm too busy. But anyway, about the caller last week, I didn't get a chance to call in. He asked about your car insurance. I got a vouch because I called you to, I always take your opinion. I was with Allstate, and then I needed somebody who's just as good, and, you know, I would save, you know, because I see that medical, everything is increasing, right, every year. But anyway, if you're not listening, you better make an effort. Go and see Derek like George told you to. Don't procrastinate like me, because I finally went to see Derek, and till today, I really appreciate you telling me about Derek. He's real great. His whole staff is great. And then not only that, what else could I say? You know, almost I call you again to ask you, are you still with Derek?
Yep.
Everybody looking for some, you know, because get all this island insurance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
State Farm.
You know,
Derek from State Farm is very good.
Yeah, State Farm. Right. In the shop, the marketplace, right?
Yeah.
So, because right across the street, I parked, you know, in the marketplace. I made a mistake. I went across the street.
Lana, we got to go, Lana. We got some more calls.
Okay. Anyway,
thank you.
Thank you, and I'll be calling you.
Okay.
So anyway, have a happy holiday, and take care now.
You too.
Okay. Aloha. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on...
No. We're eliminating the last break.
Oh, okay. Okay, we have Adam from Honolulu.
Hi, Adam.
Oh, hi, George. I have one thing. Did you read Thursday's Star Wars advertiser about this guy from graduate from Kent School? And he said he invented the ethanol.
What about the ethanol?
He said he invented the ethanol. Yeah, you go look it up. I forgot to cut it out.
Hmm.
And now I think he's going to attend a university or something.
Well, like I said, there's a lot of misinformation, false information about ethanol. And if people want and they get a group together, I'll be more than happy to show the aspects of ethanol versus gasoline.
Yeah. Oh, okay, George.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. We got to move along. I forgot to mention that there's so much scams going on, even on your cell phones. They'll text you, and it's a scam. There's so much scams going on. You got to protect yourself, and I personally recommend ID Shield. You call Eileen Hines. I can recommend this over and over. And the only time you're going to listen is when you get scammed. Do it before. Protect yourself before they scam you. Because once they scam you, it's hard to get rid of it. Call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. Eileen Hines, she can explain to you about ID Shield. Okay? Anyway. Okay, let's move along. Time's getting shorter. You know, when you are running the last hours of your show. Time starts running out. Well, I remember the old days where I first started Hawaiian Automotive 101. Way back was on the radio station KGU. Way back. And when I was walking to the studio the first day, you know, when you're gonna do something, half of you is saying, no, you crazy. And the other half says, no, do it. You know that feeling? Well, I had that feeling. And the feeling of no, don't do it was stronger than the do it. But I always do the opposite, so I went in, not knowing anything on what's going to happen. Well, it wasn't that bad, because I was, before that, on Granny Goose Show, on KGMB, way back, when KGMB was located on Kapi'olani Boulevard. It was good. Every morning I went in and get Granny Goose. That was fun. Lots of fun. Anyway, one day on the Granny Goose Show, these two ladies showed up in the background. And we go to break, and Granny leans over and says, "Who's those people?" I said, "I don't know. They came to see you." "No, not me." So, anyway, after the TV show was over, they came to talk to me, and it was the president of AIG wanting to help with the Junior Dragster program that I had just started. AIG Hawaii was really, really nice to help with that Junior Dragster program. Amazing. You know, and the Junior Dragster program was a really, really good program. One of the best in the nation, because we had rules that you cannot be a participant if you had a grade below C. So grades counted. A lot of parents didn't agree with that. They didn't care if their child had F in the subject. Well, that didn't fly with us. So, and Mario Yano knows, because he came on board down the road, and he agreed that the grades should count. A lot of people agreed that it counted, a lot didn't. I had a call from Idaho. A person there asked how we do the grade thing, because they wanted to do it on the junior dragsters in Idaho. So anyway, this thing of the Junior Dragster was really good, folks. And it's sad that it shut down because of the racetrack shutting down. The children of Hawaii really enjoy it. They have it on Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. Lucky for those children. The children on Oahu are a luck. Everything on Oahu. Out of luck. Sad. Why does Hawaii have to be number one in the worst things? Number one highest homeless? Number one highest cost of living? Wow. Anyway, they can't say we're not number one. So you have a question, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. So, anyway, like I said, it's the last month for the show. And if you have a problem, you want to call me, you can call me at 847-5554. 847-5554. I can try to help you. If I cannot do it, I'll recommend somebody who is trustworthy, honest, that can help you. Okay? So, that's what Hawaii is supposed to be all about. Helping each other. And it's changing fast. So, anyway. Who do we have now?
We have Robert from Waipio.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, George. I have a quick question. I tried to get through to you a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't do it. And I kind of dropped the subject for a while, so it's like an old question I meant to ask.
Okay.
But it was when you were having the discussion about the engine knocking. My question is, can you always tell or can you always hear the knocking of an engine? Or sometimes can your engine be knocking and you not know it?
Yes. Yes.
That's what I wanted to know.
Definitely. It's because of the computer. The computer retards the engine, and the computer slips the transmission, so you don't hear the knock.
Oh, okay. So, because I tried the soup, you know, I got the gas, the shell. I ran my tank out as low as possible, then I filled it up with shell, best shell I can get, and I couldn't hear any difference. So maybe my engine was loving it. I just didn't know. You know what I mean? So,
well. You're not going to feel it because the engine will advance himself and not slip the trans. So you're not going to hear anything. That's the problem with everything. The trans and the engine covers everything up so you don't hear it. And a lot of repair shops are telling me to not tell anybody anything because they're loving the business. But that's not what life is about. You help each other. Okay? So, anyway, next week, remember, we're going to be giving away those Shell guest cards. So, take care of each other. And please, please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.